Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. I'm so glad to have you all here. I see the queue is already full, so I'm excited that you guys called. Today, I'm going to read the summary for you. Today's will be psychic card readings. You can call in to be on the show, and I will take as many calls as I can. It will be on love and relationship psychic readings. I'm eager to relay the messages from spirit and the angels to you. Please come and join the show. Call in, hit the number 1 on your phone, and I will take your call. I will get to as many calls as I can in the 45-minute time period that we have here today. Thank you so much for becoming a part of my Blog Talk Radio community. I look forward to taking your calls. All right. So I'm just going to jump right into it again. Like I said, it's love and relationship psychic readings, but if you have questions that strays away from that topic, that's okay. Just ask, make sure that you have a specific question ready to ask. You might want to write it down. And just one question per person and one topic per person. Okay, so the first call I will be taking is from a 347 area code.
Hi.
Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, my name is Maribel. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Basically, I wanted to know what you saw for me in terms of romantic relationships, because I have been wanting to start a relationship with a guy who is mature and who would be on the same wavelength as me, same maturity level at least. And I am just so brought down by the guys that have filled in my circle, because they are not... They're into more of the cultural, what culture dictates, than like self-growth and things that I've been working on.
Okay. I will draw 3 cards. The first card says to learn something new. So I don't know if recently has this been something like new that you've been learning about yourself, what you really want in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, so that was for past tense. The current card says manifest, and I believe that means, well, it's self-explanatory, that you need to manifest this in bringing in the right mate to you. Did you say that you noticed that a lot of the guys that you meet are just not serious?
Basically, I'm saying that they're the wrong guys in terms of their goals, like how much they've worked on themselves. They just bring a lot of baggage that is not really conducive to a good relationship.
Yeah, so the guy that you mentioned, I think he would be a good match for you, the mature gentleman. And
I didn't mention any particular guy. I just mentioned that the guys in my circle who I have come across and have met, that they weren't mature.
Well, the man I'm seeing is what you're looking for. He is mature, but... you know, really, in this situation, I think it's just time. It's just keep putting the energy out there that is what you're looking for, and things will unfold eventually.
Yeah.
And the third card I have here says stay. So. Don't make any sudden moves or don't jump into something. Just be cautious. And basically where you're at is where you need to be. So I think you're doing what you need to do. It's just gonna take time.
Okay. Patience.
Yep. All right, so I am going to have to get to another caller, but thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Okay, let's see. Next caller I have is calling from a 203 area code. Hello?
Hello.
This is Goldie. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I just wanted to ask you what you see with the current man in my life. His name is Jeff. I recently, shared with him how I feel for him, like kind of directly put it out there for him. How I was feeling and how I want things to work between us. But there is a little bit of a distance between us at the moment. So I was just hoping you could provide me with some insight into what you see with this man, Jeff, and I moving forward.
Okay. So I'm getting that the card I pulled, it says guilt. I don't know if that really hits. Have you been dealing with any guilt lately?
I'm not sure. I don't think that's me. Maybe I'm trying to think, maybe him. Could it be? That you're picking up, that the card is saying that he feels guilty because he...
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, because he moved away because we used to live in the same state, and then he took a job promotion and moved across the country. So that kind of impacted our, what we were starting to develop. He had to kind of tell me he was leaving and whatnot and say goodbye, but we've kept in touch this whole time. So I don't know if I always wonder
if he
feels guilty.
That sounds like he's feeling guilty. And the card says, I release any beliefs that no longer assist in my soul's growth. So that basically it's a lesson, life lesson that he's working on is releasing this guilt surrounding why he moved, because I didn't feel like the card, like that it was really for you, but more for somebody else, and it sounds right, like it fits in with what you just described. The third card is for your future, and I think you and this guy that you said, Jeff, that things will work out. Third card, it says success. And it says, I know that there is no greater goal than to love. So I do feel like things, like you guys are going to work things out and be together. So
okay. That
sounds, it sounds good.
Okay.
He's just, you know, when people, I know it's kind of a generic thing to say, but you know when people say that they're trying to find themselves or basically
yeah.
I think that's what he was doing. And,
yes.
And he's just working out some of his own issues. And then once he does that, then I think that you two have a good chance of making things work.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, one of the things is that distance piece too. Not only like him working on himself and whatnot, but also that distance, you know, with me living in Connecticut and him living in California. I wonder if he would move back.
Someone's going to have to relocate. I don't know if it would be him, though.
Okay. Okay.
But I do have to let you go now, and I hope that helped.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller. Calling from the 856 area code. Hi, this is Goldie.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm wondering if you see anything for me with romance coming up.
Romance, okay. I am pulling 3 cards for you. Okay. I don't want to offend you, but I'm just going to boldly, bluntly ask a question. Do you find that you can kind of be the type of person that needs to be in control?
Yes.
Okay. So have you been learning how to surrender lately, surrender to, you know, that control, the need to control?
No.
No? Okay, well then, if you haven't learned that, then that is a life lesson that you will you'll need to work on that. In order to have a really healthy relationship, you need to learn to surrender and release the need to control.
Okay.
Okay. And the next card says courage. I find the inner strength to face fear with confidence. So it's just spirit. I believe that spirit comes through in readings, even card readings. And I believe that they're just telling you to be brave, put yourself out there, and to really find that inner strength and that confidence that is within you already. Because I get the feeling that you're a very confident person naturally, by nature, but you've just kind of been afraid lately. Am I accurate there?
I do have controlling tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as trusting as I used to be.
Okay, so yeah, that fear is something you have to release in order to move forward. And the third card fits in perfectly with that because it says death, but that doesn't mean that somebody's going to die or anything. It can be, for me, what I'm getting, that this is a spiritual, you'll be in the near future going through a spiritual death and a rebirth. So kind of like the phoenix, you know, dies and then it reemerges from the ashes better and, you know, more beautiful than it was before. That's what it's like. That's what I'm seeing for you. And then once that happens, you'll be ready to take on that new relationship. but it's, I don't feel that it's going to happen for a while. For at least, and time frames are not my specialty, but I'm getting at least a year before you'll find anybody that that you really connect with. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller. We must be calling from a Skype area code. I'm guessing it's Skype 111 area code. Hi,
hello.
This is Goldie.
Hi, Goldie. Hi. Speaking with Vicki. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. My question is pertaining to career. Is that something you're doing tonight, or are you just focusing on relationship?
Oh, no, that's fine. I could take calls pertaining to other things, too.
Okay.
I'm going to pull three cards for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, have you okay, can you ask your question one more time? Sorry about that.
My question is pertaining to work as far as what exactly, what type of energy are you picking up?
Okay, so what kind of job are you going to get?
Well, I am presently working. It's just, I think there's a shift going on, but I'm not too sure. So just kind of looking for some clarification. So whatever the cards.
Okay, so possibly in like another type of field than what you're used to.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's a different type of energy at the job at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly
mm-hmm.
what's going on. You know, it's a contract. I don't know. So.
Okay. Well, have you been experiencing what you'd consider like a lot of failure and disappointments lately?
Disappointment, I would say, yeah.
Okay, and is it in the sense that are you disappointed in yourself and in mistakes that you've made?
Not really, no. I'm one of those people that, you know, I think things happen for a reason and no need to wallow. So everything
okay,
is a learning experience. That's how I view things. So.
Well, that's great that you have that attitude. The first card I have does say failure, but this is for past tense. It says, I understand that a mistake is only an opportunity to learn. So that's obviously a life lesson.
What I just
that
said,
you have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's a life lesson you have learned, and that's probably why it's the past card, past tense, because you've learned that lesson. I think Spirit's just confirming that you're on the right track. And the second card says fear. I realize that I am testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. So I think that does go with what we're saying here. You're worried too much about these energies or things being off at work, but you really don't need to be concerned.
Okay.
As far as why you don't need to be concerned, I am not, nothing's coming through on that. The third card, I pulled the best card. It says, I am learning that endings are merely beginnings. So that's the future card. And it could mean possibly that you will be getting a new job. So
okay.
The end of something and the beginning of something new.
Okay.
Have you been feeling the need to be like more creative lately or artistic in some way lately?
I don't know. It's just, you know, I know what I want to do. I know what my life passion is, but and I don't like using the word but it's something that I know that I need to work on to get to that place, and it's just taking some time. I know I will at some point in my life, but it's right now, it's financially, it's not feasible, if that makes sense.
Well, you hang on to what you have right now, the job that you have, but it won't hurt to work into other things. And
right.
Also a hobby, you need some kind of an outlet, like a hobby. Like whether it's jewelry making or painting or like sound meditations, something creative. And then there's something about that creative energy that really helps people to become more centered. So I'd encourage you to find some kind of an outlet, and I think when you just relax your mind that the answers that you're seeking, it will just basically just come to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And definitely just hang on to the job you have.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. It's just, it's just felt a little off, so I just was looking for some clarification.
Yeah, no need to worry.
Okay.
Things will be
awesome.
Fine.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, next call, we're calling from a 302 area code. Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, Goldie. This is Cindy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
How can I help you?
So I just have a question. I have this gentleman that I'm interested in, and we had a pretty serious falling out. I just want to see if you see us reconnecting.
Okay. One second. Okay, so first card I got was compassion. Is this a relationship where you feel that you have to practice that more?
Yeah.
Compassion.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's first card. Second card says time to create. So I kind of feel like the image I got is that like you're grasping at the air and you're kind of coming back with nothing. So I'm feeling like that energy or that spark is really not there. So it's time to, you have to create it. Reaching out to him, trying to get in touch with him. Try to meet him and go on a date. But first,
I've done all that with no response. He's not responding to text messages, just won't answer the phone.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm getting. Creating. I feel like I'm a little off with this reading, so I apologize for that. I'm trying to connect to your energy and his energy. I'm having kind of having a hard time. Let me just move on to the third card. It says to release and relax. So I'm kind of getting some conflicting energies here that it could go either way. You guys could end up back together possibly, or it could be that just the end of the relationship. But
right.
I'm getting that it could go either way. And right now, he's just really upset. I mean, obviously. I just give him some time to regroup himself.
Calm down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you
okay,
very much.
Well. All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. All right, next caller calling from an 860 area code.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How can we help you today?
Good,
okay.
Good. Yeah. Did you want my question?
Yeah.
Are you looking for a relationship?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're looking for a relationship, but
yeah.
What is your question?
Yeah, I've been meeting people, but not ones that have quite fit the bill, so to speak. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first lesson that you need to learn, or that I think you have been learning, is that you are loved.
Yep.
Which is important for
yep.
relationship. And the second card says authority. And I'm not exactly sure what that authority.
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite sure. Let's see. Do you feel that you have some unresolved issues with your dad?
Some, but I think I'm like, that's what this sounds, I really, it's kind of like what you said with the first card. I'm realizing my value and loving myself. I'd say 90% is pretty much healed with my father. So.
Okay, well, there's still some left, some healing for
okay.
you to do.
Okay.
Okay, and the third card, the person that you'll meet, first of all, I think you're going to feel more understood. You're going to feel understood by this person. It says you are understood. So, like you just looking for somebody that, you know, someone that gets you and someone that you can
yes.
relate to. And I think
yes.
this
yes.
will happen for you.
Would you see, like, it's shortly coming because it's in the card?
Shortly coming, probably in about 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. Okay. So I still think I still have some father stuff to resolve. Do you kind of know what? I mean, I don't, is it have to do with the story? I don't know. I mean, I don't think so.
I'm feeling some kind of, is like maybe some resentment there.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Some resentment. Do you have
okay.
some resentment towards him?
Oh, yeah, a little.
Well, that's something to work through.
Okay.
Just talking to him and telling him what it is.
Yeah.
I think he'll understand and you know, you'll be able to work things out.
Awesome. Yeah, because I feel like I've done a lot of work on that with myself, for sure. So, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller calling from 917 area code. Hello.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you today?
How can I be saved? Was that the question?
No, how can I help you? Like, what is your question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I have a question regarding my work. I'm thinking of asking to go on a different schedule. How do you have a feel? Can you pick up a vibration or a feeling as to how my employer will react
to wanting a new schedule?
Yes, maybe a schedule different from anyone else, but I think it could work.
Okay, so let's see. I feel that if things don't go your way, that you need to exercise empathy and just try to understand things from the other person's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to seeing both sides of the situation. The second card I got is envy, and it says, I am the same as everybody, but with different challenges. Can you tell me how that fits into your life right now? Do you feel that's applicable to you?
I don't think I'm envious, no. Do you think that if I got do you think others would be envious if I got that schedule I requested? I don't know.
I think so. I feel, because I don't feel like it's you per se. I feel that it's possible that other people might be envious of you if you did get that schedule. Just something to be aware of. And the third card says love. I commit to the practice of seeing the good in all things. So if you're turned down for this request, just, you know, walk away with love and don't let it get to you. I'm kind of feeling like it might not go as you had hoped it would go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
That, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, I realize. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, things are fluid and always changing, so the energies could change. And that's something that I'd like everybody to know, is that things can change. Nothing's ever really set in stone. And I'm reading the energy that I'm picking up right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing that.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, next caller calling from the 502 area code. Hello, hi.
Hi.
This is Goldie. Can I take your question?
Yes, I have a question about a relationship. We broke up in May, and he and I have tried to kind of chit-chat since, and it's not, you know, worked out, but he contacted me again in kind of a friendly manner, but I'm curious if, you know, reconciliation is going to happen between he and I.
Okay, so I pulled from my Mudras card deck, the soul solar plexus chakra card.
Mm-hmm.
And that indicates that right now is the time for you to kind of sort things out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't feel well. Personally, I feel like you guys could reconcile and could mend the relationship, but I don't think it's the best
mm-hmm.
option for you.
Right. Right. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like you really know this already,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to the next card for the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
In the crown chakra, we connect to like our higher power, and I believe that you know spirit is talking to you, and your higher self is talking to you through that chakra and letting you know what is best for you, and that it's probably
right.
not beneficial.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, you're dead on.
But that, you know, you could end up with them again, but is that what's best for you?
Right. And I know it's not. I know that I can't really grow as a person with him, but there's something that, you know, makes me want to be back with him, and it makes me curious if that's a possibility. But, yeah, deep down I know that it's probably not the best for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you
okay.
know. You already know.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay. So, that takes a lot of energy. But I like it. I love giving you guys readings. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. The show started at 6 p.m. It's now 6:37 p.m. CDT time zone or Central Standard Time Zone. I live in Minnesota, just so you know. Let's see. So the show will go until 6:45. I will not be taking any more callers today, but you can feel free to stay and listen to the rest of the show if you would like. as you all know, this is a show not only meant for card readings. It's, you know, although I do that quite often, and I do put my life coaching skills into use by, you know, I helped coach people and help them to get to where they want to get. But this show is also a place where we will also talk about, you know, life coaching tips or just tips on how to live a better, more authentic life for you in your spiritual path. I'm always open to talk about anything spiritually related, since this is what the show is mainly about. I keep saying sorry. Okay, so the next show will be tomorrow evening again at 6 p.m. It's possible that the show could be canceled if I'm unable to find a space to do the show at. Since I have to leave home to do the show. And if you would like to get a hold of me and work with me privately one-on-one, the first session is always free. Intake session is free. So you can reach me at christianashealinghands.com. That's CHRYSTYANAS, ChristianasHealingHands.com. Just click on the contact page and send me a message, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. And I can give you a private session. I do life coaching sessions. I do the card readings. I do chakra cleansing, also known as Reiki. And I do hypnotherapy. So if you have, say, if you want to lose weight or you want to quit smoking or something like that, I can help you do that. I'm a holistic wellness practitioner and graduated from the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts in Tempe, Arizona. So I do have training and I'm educated and prepared to help you. I really look forward to it. I am currently merging my life coaching practice with my Reiki business. And on Facebook, you can find me. My name is Christiana Leducer. My nickname is Goldie. And you can find me under Promised Life Coaching. It used to be a Christian-based business, and it's now open to anybody from any spiritual path. So it was Promised Christian Life Coaching by Christiana, and now I call it Promised Life Coaching. And my Reiki business is Christiana's Healing Hands. So you just let me know if you would like a session. I'm able to work with people much more in depth. The free intake sessions are 30 to 45 minutes, and it helps if you have a Skype connection and a webcam so we can talk face-to-face and I can better connect with you and get to know you personally. I also offer email reading via email. So if you want, you can also send me a message on the contact page at christianashealinghands.com and just ask for a psychic reading via email. And I can provide those free for now for at least the first reading via email. All right. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. And I am not taking any more callers today. So I apologize for that. But we did get a lot of callers in today, so I'm happy about that. I just want to pull one more card, or at least a few more, just for encouragement. The card I pulled says determination. So I'm just encouraging all of you, you know, with your hopes, your dreams, your goals, just stay determined and hang in there and keep reaching for the stars. Keep reaching for those goals. Stay determined, because you can succeed if you set your mind to it. All right, everybody. The show will be cutting off soon. So I am just going to let you go. And like I said, I will be on again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, you take care, everybody. Bye.